So last time we left off pretty much right about where the company got started. We talked about Russ coming on. Was Russ somebody that was always on your radar?
Yeah, I mean, Russ and I had had previous discussions. Obviously, we knew each other from before high school, through high school and college. And Russ was really had a very successful career, and he was a tax manager for a large regional accounting firm. Some people had broken off from Arthur Anderson and started an accounting firm, who actually still is our accounting firm at LTI today. And Russ and I had talked, and of course Russ's dad is an entrepreneur. Russ's whole family is entrepreneurial well. And we had talked about maybe someday, you know, doing something together, starting a business. Only request Russ had would it not be in the construction industry, because he had grown up in that business, and I had actually worked a little bit in that business with him. And I think Russ was sort of like, he looked at his dad and his brother, and that's the career path that they took, and he just kind of said, you know, I'm a CPA now, and I have a lot of business expertise, and I'd like to do something on the business side and not go back to working with my dad or anything like that. So, so we wanted to do something, and so the first thing I did when we started, when we got the opportunity to start our company, is I talked to Russ about it and what we were doing, and Russ said to me, you know, if there's ever an opportunity that comes up where there's an opportunity for me to join that company, I'd be very interested. And so Russ and I actually had lunch one day, and just over lunch we said, you know, here's kind of what we're doing and how we're doing it. And Russ was pretty excited about it. I was kind of surprised, because he was actually getting ready to become potentially, he had to make a decision at his accounting firm whether he wanted to continue on there and become a partner, because he was getting close to becoming a partner at his accounting firm, or if he wanted to go off and do something else. And so I was surprised. He went home, he talked to his wife the very next day, and I, of course, I know his wife because I went to school with her as well. The very next day he called up and he said, well, I talked to my wife last night, and I think, yeah, I'm ready to do this.
Nice.
And so it was kind of surprising to me, because I thought we were just having like a general chat about it during lunch. But he decided that he wanted to join. And just because of the type of person that I am, and because I'm a very strong relationship person, and I've known Russ, you know, pretty much since I've been like 14 years old.
Yeah.
I have a close bond and a close trust with very close friends of mine.
Right.
And I was just like, that was like the greatest news to me, because if we were going to add somebody to our business and somebody who was going to be my partner, I knew all about Russ and I knew what he knew, and I know how smart he was and how bright he was. And I thought, you know, with my background in sales and marketing, it's like a good marriage. Sometimes you don't want to have two people that are doing the same thing. You want to opposites attract and make good business partners. And Russ is extremely strong in finance and accounting. He's extremely strong in budgeting. He's extremely strong in operational controls and things like that. So from an operations perspective, I think he checked all the boxes. And I'm really, my area of specialization, I understand the industry, equipment finance industry, and I understand sales and marketing really well. So that kind of made us really good partners, I think, to start this business and run this business. And so that's kind of how we did it. You know, one of the things that's also important to note is that I had an existing partner. His name was Phil Lieber, and Phil and I were exactly the same. We were both sales and marketing guys. I had worked with Phil for a number of years and have a very close relationship with Phil even today. Even before I met Phil, Phil had already run different businesses himself. He, again, comes from an entrepreneurial family, and Phil is extremely strong and a really good person on sales, marketing, and business development is his forte, and is a very straight shooter. And I worked with him for years and years, and I always appreciated everything that he ever did for us. Phil agreed that we needed somebody from an operational and finance background and planning background after we were up and running with our business. And so Russ joined us at that point in time. He left the CPA firm and he joined with us. And we had a small company, and the three of us basically were the three owners of the business at that point.
Going back to the beginning, we talked about how Russ comes from this background of construction.
Yep.
This kind of voice in his head is partially his dad's, just that influence.
Yeah.
Who were some of the mentors and the people that you looked to early on that really helped you in building the company? And once you kind of got it off the ground, who are you kind of looking to that helped?
I had a number of friends that were business owners, not in the in our business, but in other businesses. Mm-hmm. And I saw, and they were very, very successful. And these are some of these businesses. My friends basically own those businesses today. But prior to that, a different person owned those businesses.
Sure.
And I looked at how they treated their employees, how they worked with their customers. Spent quite a bit of time talking to them about that. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got a good grounding as to how I thought we should do things at LTI. We got into a group, an executive group, which we actually started.
Okay.
Russ and I started with a number of other businesses that were in the Omaha area, mm-hmm. that were in the software business, but in different businesses than
sure.
we're in. And so we'd have executive roundtable discussions on a monthly basis with them. Frank Lebeds, owned a company called Team Financial, which is in Omaha, and they do things in the time management business and also in the cleaning business and the security business.
Okay.
And Frank is very much kind of like a Russ. He comes from an accounting background, but Frank is also extremely bright and extremely smart. And I got an opportunity to sit down with these guys every month in these meetings, and we talked about issues that everybody was having with their businesses and how they overcome those issues and things like that. And we shared things that were happening in our business, and you'd be surprised how often you're all having the same types of issues.
Yeah.
And you get a chance to think through them together. And Frank was like a big influence on me. And Frank sold FBG or sold Team Financial Services to a group internally within his company, and Frank, I think, is still on the board. I'm not exactly sure about that. I haven't talked to Frank in about a year, but Frank was a huge influence on me. Jim Hassenstab and Cal German from DMSI in Omaha, another software provider for people in the building and contracting industry.
Okay.
Also, two really good, smart guys that came from public accounting, too.
Yeah.
Jim and Cal both did, running a very, very successful organization and operation over the years. They were larger than we are, and I think they still are a little bit larger than we are, but really smart guys that really understood accounting, but also the software side, the development side, the customer support side, and they kind of took us under their wing a little bit, and I think they were kind of peers to us, and now
sure.
I think we're sort of like on the same level as far as our knowledge about the business. They've had their business a little bit longer than we have, but they've been very successful. And I always, I'm the type of person that always wants to listen to other people and what their experiences are,
mm-hmm.
because I can learn one or two things through every conversation,
yeah.
and then I kind of store that in my memory, and I have a very good memory, and then I bring that up as to things that we could maybe think about at LTI. So I think having that outside influence of that group
yeah.
was really, really critical in the early stages of our business. And then, of course, Phil Lieber is a very smart guy, and he left our business, but Russ and I own our building together with him. We get a chance to talk together.
Sure.
Phil has gone on and runs some very many very, very successful businesses. So I continue to talk to him meet with him. And of course, Russ has a very good background. And then I think the other thing that has been important for us is that Russ has a background of public accounting, so Russ has a lot of peers also from his days working with different clients, and I think that's really been important. I think our accounting firm has been extremely important to us. Our bank and our relationship with our bank has been really important for us for providing guidance,
right,
and things like that. Our attorney firm has been really important to us. So early on, Russ was always like, you know, we were a small company, and it's like, Russ, like, why do we have to have this big accounting firm and this big charging big rates and a big law firm? And Russ said, I would rather pay more money to deal with people with the high level of expertise that I trust,
yeah,
than somebody that charges a low amount of money that doesn't give you the expertise or gets you into trouble. So just let me handle that. And yeah. I sort of did, but I think in the long term, after 30 years of being in business, it probably was one of the best decisions that we ever made.
Sure.
And Russ, I think, brought that to the company because he saw how good law firms and good accounting firms work, mm-hmm, and how they benefit a client. So they may be charging, but they're also providing a lot of professional assistance, whether it's tax guidance, all kinds of different guidance that we get from them. We're very, very fortunate that we've had that. So I think it's like a group of other software companies, a group of other individual people, Lynn Sorensen, who ran Red Shop Paint Supply. He's passed away, but the Sorensen family grew up very close to where I grew up. They hired one of my best friends, who's now their president of their company. My brother is part owner of that business. I like how they operate as a small business, and I took a lot of things that I saw from them as to how they treat their employees, and I brought that part of it to us. How they, you know, what they do, they're a distribution company, is not at all like what we do, mm-hmm, but you can learn from the fact that this is a multi-generational business that's been around probably for maybe 60 years or longer. Somebody owned it before the Sorensens, and then they passed it down to them, and then they passed it down to their other employees, and that's how that business has grown. And I thought, that's like, man, that is like a great business concept of having a small business, but making sure that your employees get taken care of along the way and help build the business. And they've certainly expanded it since Andy Weisinger, who's a good friend of mine from my childhood, since he's been the president, because everybody wants to like take it to the next step, right?
Yeah, of course.
They want to continue to grow the business, and they have, and they've been very successful with
it.
Put
their own stamp on
the
legacy.
Right. And it's tremendous to see, and it's tremendous to see what these people have done. And I grew up with these people, and they're all the same. It's like, get out of the way. I'm going to get in here and get this thing done. They can do just about anything that needs to be done in their organization themselves, but they hire good people, and they don't like stand on top of them. They hire them, they train them, and then they expect that they're going to get it done. A good number of mentors that I've had go back to people that I know that are in business. My parents, very hardworking people. Russ's parents, other people that I know that are in the business. And I think that core group of people that were in our mentor group, we were doing mentoring 15 years ago. And I think it really, because we took it upon ourselves and we said, hey, there's something here. We can all help each other. We're not competing. Sometimes there's people that have worked here that end up working there, or work there, end up working here. That's fine. But you don't have to compete with somebody in your own town, and you can get a lot out of having a good relationship with them. And I think that's really what we've done. And I think that the other thing, and this is like really important for me personally, I have a lot of mentors that are in the equipment finance business, mm-hmm, that are customers, are owners of equipment finance companies, and I'm personal friends with them over my 30 years in the business, and they have done a tremendous amount for me to help me think through things, think a different way sometimes, solve problems. So I have a list of probably 1,800 people that I'm linked in with LinkedIn, so yeah, I know a lot of people. And of those, there's probably 300 or 400 of them that I can call, and they would answer the phone the first time I called.
Sure.
And when I see them, I don't always talk about our relationship with them. I certainly do if we have a relationship, but there's certain people that I've never had a relationship with as far as business is concerned that are in the leasing business. And I grew up, one of the things that's important for me personally is I've always been a member of the different boards of the leasing associations,
sure,
and I've been very active with that. And you meet a lot of smart people that can help you, even if they're not doing business with you, just how they think and their thought process, and just being involved in the industry, I think has been very helpful. And we can talk about all kinds of things, whether it's their family or their kids or what's happening with their business, or, hey, do you know somebody that could help me here? And it's like, I know a lot of people, so I will help them. And that's just kind of the network that I've sort of built. And it's a way for me to give back to the industry that's been really, really good to me too,
sure,
right? By being involved, by being actively involved. So I've enjoyed all of that. I'm very excited about what's going on right now, actually, and where we're going as far as a company is concerned. We have our executive management team kind of in place, and we really like them, and how I think that's going to benefit not only our people at LTI, but our customers going forward. It's more, I guess I would say, it's more the same of what we've had, but in an exciting, bigger way.
Sure.
So it's kind of taking our culture and what we've been doing in the past and expanding upon it and being able to be even more to our customers than we have been in the past. I'm excited about our clients, and I'm excited about our people that are going to be able to deliver that as well.